To Senegal now, where farmers and villagers are looking for solutions to climate change. Drought can have devastating effects on the economy there. Here's NPR's Ophébia Quistarctan.
In gorgeous colored head ties and voluminous flowing boubou, the women of Dagabiram village in central Senegal sit demurely under a giant shade tree, patiently waiting for visitors from Senegal's capital, Dakar. Their well-tended, fledgling green orchard test sites stretch out behind them. The sun's out, a break during the rainy season. When one woman claps a welcome, they all join in. A group of scientists has come to learn more about how Dagabiram villagers are grappling with ways to increase their resilience to climate variability.
Working together to define what will be the future of this community vis-à-vis of the climate change impact, especially for agriculture and food security.
Soil scientist Robert Zugmore is part of a research team working with these Senegalese villagers to take that challenge seriously. He says to shock them into action, the farmers were taken to the Linguère region, almost 125 miles away, that's been hard hit by drought. The scientists told the farmers that their village of Dagabiram was likely to suffer a similar fate within 30 years due to climate change.
The farmers, they start asking questions how people can live in this area. People cannot live out of doing rain-fed agriculture because the rain is not much in this area compared to the areas where they are.
Agriculture in this area relies on good rainfall. So says Ousmane Ndiaye, a climate specialist from Senegal's National Weather Agency, working with the research group.
Because the projection shows that the area will be drier and hotter. We have less rainfall and it will be hotter.
This country of 15 million, with the Sahara Desert bearing down on northern Senegal, sits along the arid Sahel, a zone straddling more than a dozen countries, from Mauritania in the northwest to faraway Somalia in the Horn of Africa. All are prone to desertification and climate change. Over a 30-year trajectory, that reality presents a challenge for Dagabiram villagers, says Senegalese agroforester Djaminatou Sangaré.
C'est de là-bas qu'il y a eu un déclic. Au retour, il y a eu un déclic. Parce que déjà sur le terrain, les populations commençaient à poser des questions.
What was saving the people of Linguère was the baobab, a tree that grows in abundance in Dagabiram. And what villagers there had long taken for granted, says Sangaré. That's when it clicked with the farmers and villagers, says researcher Zugmore.
They realized that they have a potential for increasing their resilience vis-à-vis of climate change, generating income with the baobab fruits to produce juice and even processing the baobab fruit, packaging it and selling it. And these baobab fruits were coming from this community.
Which gave birth to the community project, One Woman, One Fruit Tree, leading Dagabiram farmer Ousmane Tchal.
And we thought, well, as we have so many of these trees in our area, why don't our women do the same as the women in Linguère to make the most out of these fruit trees?
The women harvest the fruit from the baobab's large, long pods full of succulent, snowy beans, says farmer Ramatou Diouf. Diouf says Dagabiram women also grow other drought-resistant, fruit-bearing crops on their parcels of land, and they receive detailed seasonal forecasts and climate and farming information, which they share with the community. The messages are sent by cell phone text message from Senegal's weather service and broadcast on community radio to help increase their yields. Ramatou Diouf and other women sing and dance in praise of the project they say has improved their lives and boosted their harvests. Ophébia Quistarctan, NPR News, Dagabiram, Senegal.